More than 20,000 people outside this prison in Pretoria are trying to prevent the release of a man they consider an apartheid criminal. After serving nearly 30 years for the 1993 assassination of anti-apartheid leader Chris Hani, Janusz Walus has been granted parole. He was arrested along with now-deceased politician Clive Darby Lewis, who was convicted of conspiracy to murder.
Our government wants to release the person who killed him. And even today we're still asking ourselves, how do you release a person who killed our hero and leave a people who fought for struggle to be where we are today, but you want to release a murderer?
Hours before this protest and on the eve of his release, Walus was stabbed in prison by another inmate. Prison officials say he's in stable condition. Walus has for years applied for parole after serving the minimum time required, and for years it's been denied. But the Constitutional Court ruled last week that he should be released on parole within 10 days. The Hani family, along with many South Africans, have always opposed his release. They say while he may be remorseful, he has never explained who ordered the killing and why he did it.
Janusz today is being granted parole, and we felt let us mobilize all our women, because Dimpani, the wife to Chris, she is a widow today. Her children are without a father, and we as women, we stand behind her. It can't be right that a woman has to suffer, all because Janusz Walus took away the life of Chris Hani, who was a freedom fighter, who was fighting for the rights of South Africans. Africa!
Hani was a leader of the South African Communist Party as well as the Liberation Party, the African National Congress. Observers describe his killing just months ahead of South Africa's first democratic elections that dismantled racial segregation as pushing the country to the brink of civil war. Many are calling for the court to reverse its decision. Even after so many years, it remains a wound for many South Africans who have unanswered questions, especially since few people have been held accountable for crimes committed in the name of apartheid. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera.